I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. And now a story from Public Post. Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. In just a couple weeks, Vermonters across the state will gather in town halls and schools to have a voice in local government. And many of those town meeting discussions will be centered on taxes. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, some municipalities are considering adopting a local option tax as an additional source of revenue.
Residents of Barrie City, Montpelier, and Ludlow will cast their votes for or against a local option tax on town meeting day. Vermont law allows cities and towns to adopt a 1% tax called a local option tax. The tax can be levied on sales, hotel rooms, meals, and alcohol. Most of the cities and towns that have the local option tax apply it in all those areas. The exceptions are Brattleboro, Woodstock, and Stowe, which only tax rooms, meals, and alcohol. And Burlington and Rutland City, which collect a separate city tax that does not go through the state. Local option tax dollars are sent to the state, along with state point of sales taxes. The tax department takes a 30% cut, then sends 70% of the money back to the municipality. Montpelier is proposing a local option tax only on rooms, meals, and alcohol. A local sales tax was shot down in the past, and it's not on the table this year. North Branch Cafe owner Lauren Parker says she understands the idea behind the rooms, meals, and alcohol tax is to target tourist dollars, but she doesn't think the tax is fair to restaurants.
Tourists come here, you know, more than other parts of the state, but not like they do to skiing towns. So, you know, from my perspective, it seemed like it was unfair.
The state rooms and meals tax is 9%, and the alcohol tax is 10%. Parker says the added 1% local tax would be more noticeable on those tabs than on top of the 6% sales tax. Parker has raised the issue with other Montpelier business owners, including shopkeepers, and she says they largely agreed. She's organizing an effort to defeat the tax as it's proposed on the town meeting ballot. However, she says she understands the city needs to come up with more money somehow.
There's no possibility that we're going to get through the next 2 years without a local options tax, but our hope is that it's more fair.
Parker says she'd like the city to consider levying a 0.5% tax on all sales, including retail, as well as rooms, meals, and alcohol. While the state law specifies a local option tax must be 1%, Parker said Montpelier could consider a city tax like that collected in Burlington and Rutland City. And she says she believes there's a good chance that could be done for less money than the 30% the state charges. In Barrie City and Ludlow, there hasn't been an organized opposition to the local option tax. Ludlow manager Frank Heald says the taxes proposed in Ludlow for sales as well as rooms, meals, and alcohol. He expects it will bring in about $500,000 a year. However, Heald says there hasn't been much public reaction to the proposal, so he's not sure how it will be received.
Well, quite honestly, at this point, we don't know. The reason you take things to town meeting as a ballot item is to find out how the people actually feel about things like this.
The situation is similar in Barrie City, where Mayor Tom Lauzon says he's heard little criticism of the plan outside of disapproval from the Chamber of Commerce. The proposal in Barrie City would change the city charter to allow for a local option tax on sales, rooms, meals, and alcohol. While the mayor says the charter language can't specify how the tax revenue should be spent, he's promised Barrie City will use all the proceeds to lower property taxes.
I would sooner resign than renege on that promise. I do not renege on promises, and my promise has been 100% of the proceeds will go to relieve property tax burden.
Mayor Lauzon estimates a local option tax would raise about $1 million a year in Barrie City. With a new Kohl's department store opening at the end of the month, officials in Berlin are also hoping to pass a local option tax this year. But Berlin voters won't be weighing in on the question until Election Day in November. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.